Moving on, Europe's major satellite operator, Eutelsat, is continuing its campaign against free speech. Eutelsat is forcing another satellite provider to ban Iran's Arabic channel, Al Alam, from its platform. Eutelsat has ordered the satellite provider BHS to take Iran's Arabic channel off the air from platform AB7 on Wednesday at 2000 GMT. The satellite provider has said it is against the decision but has no way of opposing it. This comes only days after Eutelsat ordered the satellite telecommunications network, the STN, to terminate the broadcasting of Al Alam or face the consequences. In recent months, Eutelsat's Israeli-French CEO, Michael Derozan, has stepped up his restrictive campaign by appealing to major satellite providers in Europe and Asia to silence Iranian media. The campaign has revealed the true face of the West, which preaches respect for human rights and free speech, but practices the opposite. Well, for more insight on that story, I'm now joined by political analyst Mr. Intifad Rambar, who's with us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Sir, welcome to the program. The EU has denied involvement in the decision, but the anti-Iran media campaign still continues. Who is pulling the strings in this violation of free speech?
This is a clear, as you said in your report, this is a clear sign of hypocrisy by the West and the EU specifically, while they promote free speech and freedom of ideas and presentation. They cut off channels that they don't agree with, which is completely contradictory to their own constitutions. I think the Iranian government should pursue legal methods against these decisions and file lawsuits against and use the laws that the Europeans used to promote freedom of speech in their constitutions as a means to counter these, I would say, illegal and illegitimate measures of cutting off channels that you don't agree with. And because this is basically the basics of the freedom of speech and the basics of free press that they promote and they lecture the people, the rest of the world about.
Political analyst Mr. Intifad Rambar, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us here on Press TV.